Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News right here on 720 WGN. My name is Eric Rung. I am sitting in for Steve Bertrand. And here is a story that happened over the weekend that really caught a lot of people's eyes, because it has to do with, one, a sport that I didn't even know existed, and two, it has to do with a amazing amount of money that was paid for a racing pigeon. Now, the dateline is from Belgium, and there was a pigeon, a racing pigeon, that sold at auction for 1.6 million euros. For those doing the math at home, it's $1.9 million for a Belgian-bred bird. Apparently, the Belgians are amazing at pigeon racing. And I want to, we did a little research on this, and we found Matt Weisbruck, who is on my notes here, it says pigeon racing enthusiast from Sycamore. Matt, are you a pigeon racing enthusiast?
Hi, Eric. Yes, I am.
All right.
I have been since I was a kid.
Excellent. Well, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News. First, like I said, I didn't know this sport existed. So what does it entail? How does it work?
It's a sport that it started in Europe. And what it basically does is it's very similar to racehorses, because it's all about speed and endurance. And so what we do is we breed baby pigeons that settle to our loft, and then they're banded with a permanent band, and that's their identification, like their AKC numbers. And then we train them and bring out their strengths of homing ability and speed, and then we race them. And we all live in a different area. So it's different than a normal race, because the first pigeon home doesn't normally win, because if they fly to my house and I'm at 100 miles and I have another guy I'm racing and he's at 120 miles, mine's coming home first. So they calculate the yards per minute that the bird flies. And that's so truly the fastest pigeon wins. And they do it through a system similar to what they use in marathons. There's a microchip that we snap onto the pigeon's leg.
So you could really be racing anybody anywhere in the world then.
Well, no, it's a course state that they run, and we race west out either Route 30 or 88, Route 80, and you're racing against the fellows where I used to race in the Fox Valley Combine, from Elgin down to Aurora, and then as far west as Naperville and into Westmont and Downers Grove. So you're racing against a bunch of people that are in a similar area, because you want to race somebody close to the same distance, so that it's more of a competitive race.
And they're all, or maybe not all of them, but there are a number of people that participate in the American Pigeon Racing Union. That's what you're involved in, right?
Yeah, we all are. All of us that are racing throughout the Chicago, Fox Valley Combine, Rockford Combine, in through Wisconsin, really the whole country, are members of the American Racing Pigeon Union, and they provide us with our bands. They really kind of set the rules and the direction of pigeon racing. And they also do what happened today is people that are calling, they're interested in it, they'll look it up and call the AU. And then the AU helps educate them on the sport, and then we'll direct them to somebody in their area throughout the country.
And you can find more information on pigeon.org, right, Matt?
Yep, pigeon.org. It's American Racing Pigeon Unit.
So is it... I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around $1.9 million for a bird. What makes this bird worth $1.9 million? Other than it's fast, obviously.
Well, just like everything in life, everything has a value to the person that really wants it. And from what I read, the gentleman that purchased the bird had previously purchased the record bird, which was a male. So if that, in fact, is true, then he's really bought the two top in many people's eyes in the world. But $1.9 million is Well, it's a phenomenal amount of money. It's far, far, far beyond what the normal pigeon sells.
I was going to say, what would a normal, like, say I wanted to get into this, and I went out to a pigeon farm, I assume, and pick out a few pigeons. How much would I be looking to get it? How much would I have to put down, I guess, to get started?
Well, really, quite honestly, if anybody were wanting to get started and they'd contact the club, people would give them pigeons. They'd give them young birds. And then to get them started, it would be really relatively cheap. But just like anything else, just like your vehicles, you know, you can determine how much you want to spend by how active you are in the sport and you know, how much you want to win, because that person spent that money in order to win. And that's really what it was all about.
All right, we're talking pigeon racing with Matt Weisbruch, who, as I said on my notes, is a pigeon racing enthusiast. That's his title that he has, at least on my notes here. But Matt, what do you win? I mean, is it like horse racing? Is there purses involved with this?
Well, there is in various parts of the country and the world, but here in you know, the Chicago Combine, Fox Valley Combine, Rockford, Milwaukee, you race for a sheet of paper. It's a diploma. And it's just a matter of being competitive. And, you know, you've got men and women that grew up in sports and they were competitive and they've got a competitive spirit. And some of them, you know, get into race cars. Some of them get into horses. Some of them continue to play in sports. But what pigeons do is they give that person the ability to still be competitive and to race and compete. Because really all we win is a piece of paper that says, you know,
you won.
You got second, third, fourth, fifth, first, whatever.
Sure.
Well, it's just the enthusiast. And most of us have an animal husbandry background. I grew up on a farm in Wheaton, and my dad, Ed Weisbruch, had him when I was a kid. And then I had him, got him when I was a freshman in high school, and left him when I left for college. And then in 2004, got back into it. So it's a great sport, it's a great hobby, and it's a great thing for families.
Well, I was going to say, how do you train them? I mean, this could really easily be a family activity, for sure.
Well, the pigeons, about 70% of their homing instinct comes from the ability to pick up the magnetic pole of the earth. The difference with a pigeon is their true north is your loft. So when they're let loose, their compass points to my loft or your loft. And then the rest of it is training. You know, it's feeding, medicating, keeping them healthy, keeping the loft clean, and then road training, basking them up, heading out, releasing them. And then what I used to do is I'd release them, come home, clean up, get ready for work. The birds would come home, call them in, and go to work.
How long?
It's just like a long-distance runner.
I was going to say, how long does it take them to, you said, I think earlier you said there was a race that was 100 miles. So how long does it take them to go that far?
Well, when we're waiting for a bird to come home from a race, you're figuring about 50 miles an hour. So you want to be out there somewhere in that general area. But it all depends on the weather. You know, if you got a strong tailwind, they'll go 72 miles an hour. If you got a killer nose wind, they're going to go 28 miles an hour. So it's really a factor of the weather.
Do you ever lose one?
Pardon me?
Do you ever lose one?
Well, you know what? We do. We lose them for a number of reasons. One, there's falcons that'll pick them out of the sky. High lines, high tension wires.
Sure,
very
sure.
Top, if you see them, when there's 100 birds flying in a flock, just like if you're driving down the street, the first birds see that little wire, the birds in the back don't, and they fly into it. And we get them with broken legs, ripped across chest, and some of them are, you know, sadly killed at the point. And then every once in a while, they get shot. You know, I've had them come home where somebody was out hunting.
I'm sorry, did you say they get shot?
Well, opening season of dove season is, I think, the middle of September, and it's during the race season. So sometimes there's people out there that mistakenly look at a pigeon and think it's a dove. So there's a lot of different ways that you lose them.
But, wow. All right, Matt. So, once again, tell people if they do want to get involved in this sport that, again, I had never heard of, but pigeon racing, what's the best resources for them to go to check it out?
I think the best thing that anybody could do in their initial call would be to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, because they are fully staffed with people there that are fielding questions every day and then helping along to the point where they can direct them to an area or somebody in that area that can help them get involved with pigeons.
And you said it's a, you know, it's an old sport dating back to Europe and everything. Now, if it's this popular where people are spending, you know, almost $2 million on a bird, are there other races that people can watch, or is this strictly just a personal thing?
Well, it's actually in Europe. The results are on television. I mean, it's still a very,
very large
sport.
Can you bet on it, too, like a horse race?
Well, you know, it's really not a matter of betting. No, it's just really a matter of, you know, breeding the best pigeons and then beating the guy next to you. And it's just, you know, we're all little boys at heart. And it's just that competitive nature to try to continue to win. So,
all right.
There are many races throughout the world that people send their birds to. There's one in South Africa. There's one in Portugal. There's one here in the United States. But that's a completely different race program than what we do here, because it's all the pigeons are in one lot.
Well, this has been extremely educational and interesting for me, Matt. I can't thank you enough for joining us here on Chicago's Afternoon News.
That's no problem, Eric. I'm happy to answer any questions and appreciate the call.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck this next season here. Or if you're in season, good luck.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We're going into breeding season.
All right. Okay. Well, okay. Coming up next, we are going to be talking bears. But first, let's get a check of the news with Kim Gordon.